Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
oh,
what's up?
Hey, how you
party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Don't use the stop using the dope.
Wake
Sunday, October 9th, and I am UG Chief Langley. And tonight, I want to talk to you about mastering the art of your life craft. And what is very important, many of us don't realize that each and every one of us that has been born from a woman has a significant purpose here on this earth. Many come and go without even achieving it. Many come and go without acknowledging it or realizing what their purpose for being is. And so tonight, I'm going to share a few things with you. Many of these things are practiced in my personal life. They were practiced by my grandparents and great-grandparents. And so tonight, I will share some of them with you. There is a relationship that we have with the Great Spirit, the Breath Maker, that many people call God. But there is a place that you can go where you are on the same level as God because he resides in you. So, Chief, where is that place? In your mind. And in your mind, there's a place of heaven called the imagination. In your imagination, all things are possible. There's nothing you can't do or achieve in your imagination. That's where the God in you resides. You don't take my word for it. Test it. Think of anywhere you want to go. And in your imagination, you are there. Think of anything you want to do. And in your imagination, you are there. That's the God that's in you. And in your imagination lies all the resolutions for problems or issues. Everything built starts from imagination. There's nothing on this earth built by man or woman that did not come from the imagination. So you would say, Chief Langland, what does this have to do with genius? It has a heaven and a hell of a lot to do with it. See, your ancestors, your predecessors, your forebears, conscience, and they had imagination. And that lies in their blood. Therefore, it is in your blood. See, many of you are greatness of things and don't know how it happened or why. You better think about what's in your genes. But you have to become conscious of knowing who they are and what they did, what type of thinkers they were. See, America has thrown us for a loop with slavery. America created the Afro-American. God didn't. The breath maker didn't. White folks created that. But in the midst of that Afro-American is many other ethnic people from all over the world. A very important. Many of you were taught your ancestors couldn't read and write and they were dumb. I'm sorry. A dumb slave don't build a house. And illiterate and stupid slaves don't plant and pick cotton. They don't navigate ships. They don't invent cotton gins. Your ancestors knew how to write and read in their own languages. Whether they were African, whether they were Asian, whether they were Native American. These things are very important. So tonight is a spiritual genealogical lesson to you on mastering the art of your life craft. What is your purpose for being? Talk to me. Do you know? Care to know? Inside each and every one of us is a hidden fire that burns. For your fire is inside of you, gonna continue to lay dormant. because of the many things that your ancestors couldn't achieve. All of that energy and desire lies within you. It's inside of you, brothers and sisters. But I'm here tonight to open that furnace and stir up that fire that's inside of you. But we have to understand how to develop our thinking. See, no one gave us thoughts. That came with the Creator. The development of your thinking comes from you and your life situations and circumstances and how you persevere. These things are important. So in order to transform your imagination into the reality of the world, you must have something that's called faith. What is this faith? Fuel. If we take the most expensive car or the least expensive car, whatever horsepower, it is that octane that gives it the boost. So let's talk about your faith. And faith is the unseen reality of things. Everything that's been created, I said earlier, comes out of the imagination. It is unseen. My daddy, grandfather, that raised me from 3 days old, used to take me out to the old farm and say, I remember when. Daddy, what do you remember? I remember when we used to play out here. I remember when my grandmother's house was here. But there's nothing there now but just plain land. But Daddy, remember when? Because there was something there. So in his mind, his imagination, it was still there. So in grace, in remembrance of him, because he remembered when, I build something there. Because he now lives inside of me. These are the things you must come to the reality to understand. It is reality that fashions the world. No one can see inside your imagination. There used to be a song, just my imagination playing tricks on me. Well, let me tell you something. It is the imagination that has healed the world. It is the imagination that has brought death and destruction to the world. Bombs were created from imagination. Vaccines are created from an imagination. Going out and hug someone comes from your imagination. See, we have to take our imagination and go sleep in it. Wrap it around you in your sleep. See, you haven't been taught that power of dreams and manifestation is in your sleep. Sleep on it. Take it to bed with you. Wrap yourself deep in it. Whatever it is you want to achieve, take it to bed with you and let it give birth. Because things are born out of darkness into light, not light into darkness. These things are very, very important. So when you go on your genealogical journey and you face nothing but destruction of brick walls, of trying to get a no way out of somewhere, go into the spirit of it. Take it in your imagination that you have found the location of your ancestors back in time. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, what works. This is what I have done and continue to do. I have never sat in anyone's genealogical class. When it was time for me to take this journey was given to me by grace. And I'm humble. It was grace that brought me into this by means of my grandmother. Grace doesn't have any talents. Grace is the essence of what God gives you. And this is how I excel and I achieve in this. These things are very important, and the same is important for you. You have to, brothers and sisters, change your thinking. I really don't think the world of white folks in America understand what so-called African-American people go through of not really knowing who they are. The American social construct said you are black. That's a color. What language do you speak? What is your mother tongue? Well, they say we came from Africa. Well, they say we're the Native American tribe. Where? What tribe? What tribe in America? What tribe in Africa? See, these are the things that is balled up inside of the so-called African American. But by grace, I am here to help many of you get over the hurdle. See, there's a reason why the Yuchi stayed in place on the Savannah River. Hundreds of years through famine, through wars, through slavery, through Jim Crow, we're still here. So by grace, I'm given this task to guide those who have ears to listen, who have eyes to see, who have nostrils to smell, who have hands to feel, who have feet to walk, and those that have lungs to breathe. These are the things that is important in mastering the art of your life's craft. Let me tell you something about the great breath maker, a God. Even in time of trouble, a thief is needed and has a purpose. Sometimes these thieves are in your midst to let your light shine that you are not a thief. You become battle tested with some of these things, so you may rise to the occasion. See, the Lord of Law is no respecter of person. So you got to understand this. The power of God, of the breath maker, is the wisdom of God. And that is the Jesus Christ, the Christos, that lives inside of you. That is your imagination. The power that's in you rises from the bottom of your spine to skull. And there is an explosion of light. That is the wisdom and knowledge that lies in you that is untapped. So you have to become conscious of it. You gotta have a changing of your mind. See, there is repent and there is repentance. So you gotta understand how they're playing a game with you in the Bible. So they say repent. I'm telling you, repentance is a renewing of changing a habit of something you were doing. Not the way they give it to you in the Bible, to feel sorry for yourself. It's a transformation of your mind and your thinking. These things are very, very important. You're going to have to master the art of your life craft. No one going to solve this journey for you. You, as well as I, are of your ancestors, no matter what they may be. African, Indian, European, Asian. Some may be all three. Some just composed of one or two. See, America has done a number on the so-called African American because that's what they created. But let me tell you something. There comes a time when something gets washed out and it goes back into its purity. Then you got to deal with that generation because it has filtered out. It has come back into its own. This lecture tonight is for you to realize what and who you are and how to come back into your own. Mastering your craft. It's a sad day in the Afro-American community, because many millions of people don't know who they are, and America just thinks it's okay. It's not. Sickness and diseases come about. We are not of the same blood. I defy any scientist, any medical doctor, listen to this lecture. Go test the blood. Test the blood of a Native American. Test the blood of an African. Test the blood of a European and tell me they are the same. Unless they are of mixed race, a combination of those two or three. Otherwise, it is not. See, these are things we have to understand because we're in a situation where everybody wants to generalize something. Test the blood. Tell me it's the same. I defy you because it is not. The scientists know. The medical leaders know. Mexican eat Mexican food. Italians eat Italian food. So why you got the Afro-American so-called eating everybody food? We can't do that unless you are genetically composed of everybody. Well, Chief Langley, why? Because this is what I learned on my genealogical journey. See, when you start getting into the anthropology of your family, these things come about. What did they eat? How did they eat? What was their daily diet? This is why genealogy is so important. Not just to go find your ancestor's name. This will help you resolve your health issues, or your mental issues, or your psychological issues, or your wealth issues. Somebody telling you you're nothing. Your history begins with slavery. The hell if it does. Who's the history of these people before? Don't sit here tonight and call me racist, because I am not. I am telling you a fact. There's many things in this country the establishment as a whole don't want to own, because they sacrificed their own poor people as slaves too. These things are very important. See, in this thing called life, we're all on something called the world stage. And for men and women, there's an exit and there's an entrance. This is the world of death. Everything in this world that we live in on the physical plane will die. I don't care if that tree is 2,000 years old. It died. Ooh, that was an old tree. It was 2,000 years old, but it still died. Nothing in this realm lasts forever. Nothing. Gorilla lives to be 178 or 180 years. Why is that? And he don't eat one piece of meat. Why is that? Years. Nothing but leaves and berries. And he's stronger than an ox, but eat no meat. And you can't go one day without a pork chop. One day without a beanie weenie. We got to go and start mastering our daily bread. Master your diet back to good health. Be consciousness of not to eat the things that your ancestors did eat. And in order to do that, you're going to have to go beyond slavery to get beyond some of the filth they were giving your ancestors to eat. You got to go past the gap. That's a 400-year gap. Total mind corruption. See, I study history from a forensic perspective. I study genealogy from a forensic perspective. Why? Because I don't trust the establishment of colonial white people and present-day white people that wrote these books and do this research for the simple fact they will hide stuff, disregard stuff, make you think your ancestors did nothing but be a slave. But I tell you what, who built this country? Who built the buildings? The European forebears did nothing but bring guns, wars, and diseases in here. Period. See, many of them don't want to own up to the consciousness of what their forebears done. And you want to talk about racism in America? Do not accuse me of racism. I am not. If you don't like the truth that I'm saying tonight, get the hell off this call. It is a time to heal. Yeah, sure, you had nothing to do with it, but you benefit from the wrong that your ancestors did. And you continue to benefit. These are things we must understand. So I am here to tell each and every one of you, how do you master to get out of this condition in your imagination? Kingdom of God resides inside of you. You don't need to be wearing a cross around your neck. You don't need to be looking at a picture on the wall of Michelangelo's cousin. God lives in you. The Christ is inside of you. Strength comes within you. So why are you looking outside? You take your power away from within you when you look outside of you for strength. Stop it. That's not your ancestor. That's not your God. Your Bible tells you don't worship those things. There's no power in no crucifix for you. God rise, and the Jesus is inside of you. Go into your imagination, where all things are possible. If you only 4'5" in your imagination, you can slam dunk in a 12-foot goal. So what's the difference when you design oxygen or spring-propelled shoes that allow you, when once you put them on, it allows you to jump an extra 6 or 7 feet. That's the technology that's inside of you that gets you there from what was in your imagination. We transform through technology. Doesn't matter how you get there, you got there. And you didn't kill anybody to do it. These are the things that is very important in life. You got to start mastering it. You got to start mastering the art of your health. Mastering the art of your wealth. Mastering the art of having good, positive thoughts inside you. There's a whole universe inside of you, just like the universe. You are a world within yourself, so be careful who you let in your kingdom. That is people. That is the food you eat. That is the thoughts you have. You are the king and queen of yourself. You are the prince and princess of yourself. You are the god and goddesses of yourself. Let nobody else tell you otherwise. You starts with you. There's no excuses. None. Because all that energy and desires to achieve that your ancestors didn't bring forth, you are obligated to do it. So go dig into those colonial archives and find out who you are. The badge of honor of that now resides upon you. You. Not your husband, not your wife, not your brother, not your sister, not your mother, not your father, not your cousin, not your co-worker. You. It's up to you. I can hold your hand, but I can't be your feet. If I walk in your shoes, it's not you. Let me give you a reality check. Some of you, or some of us, when it comes to the endurance and the faith and the greatness of our ancestors, and even though they were enslaved, we cannot afford to walk in their footsteps. We just don't have it. Those are some powerful shoes to put on. But I tell you what, stand beside those shoes. And become as great as they are. In our society, Uchi Indians, Uchi people, death is just a transition. My ancestors ain't no ghosts. My grandmama that passed in 2012, that raised me from 2 days old, that's no ghost to me. When mama presence come around, I say that's mama spirit. Embrace it. I do. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mama's still here. Woo! Just to feel that breeze on the back of my neck or come across my forehead or wrap around my shoulders. I know I'm feeling mama's touch again. These are the reality of things. But Eurocentric learning has you duped and spooked. Stay away from the ghost. That's their teaching. That's not ours. Ain't got time for it. I will not have it. I embrace all. I am never alone in my house. Because my mama spirit is always here. And when I don't acknowledge that spirit sometimes, or her presence, a clock will come on, a cabinet door will slam, radio turn on, TV turn on, water in the bathroom turn on. Okay, mama, I know it. Thank you. That's not to be frightened. These are our living spiritual relatives that are still here. So get rid of the ghosts. Get rid of the death. because that's only a bridge of the transition of the everlasting side. And even on that side, there are many other dimensions. This is a whole universe. My attempt tonight is to free your thinking. Free it. Come out of being afraid. Come out of being spooked. Come out of being ignorant. Come free. Best thing I ever done was took up the cloth and went into those archives and start studying the history as I see it. Not what somebody else wrote in disregard. What I see. Shouldn't have taught me to read and write. I went through the public school system and took advantage of it. And those cylinders that's inside of me, in the blood, that ancestors continue to drive me deeper and deeper, over and over again. There's nothing about any of your family that were put in slavery or in this country that is not written about. I'm going to repeat, nothing. Someone in your family, there's a document on them somewhere in this country. I don't want to hear about Sherman came through and burned everything, because when that happened, they took those documents to another county or city or courthouse or a church. They still exist. You're going to have to dig into the spirit. Is this person related to me? Oh, that was my great-grandfather's brother or sister before they hung him or before they sold her. It is written. The unseen becomes seen. Don't let no one or anybody tell you any different. I created an independent genealogical society and set it up on the same principles, ideals, and policies that white folks have theirs. I have no intention of joining theirs. They are no more than educational trusts, just like the House of Ancestry is an educational trust. Learn the game. What applies to me and you may not apply to them. They will regard it. Many of them would never own up to an ancestor being a slave. Oh, that was an indentured servant. Really? How did the indentured servant get bonded and get sold? Huh? How did the indentured servant get whipped? What do you call being sold into servitude for 20 years? Don't play word games with me. Some blacks are so stupid they don't even want to believe it. They want to embrace slavery so bad. Really? And there were so many free African slave owners out here. Let's deal with it. There's a point in American society where slavery had nothing to do with color. It had to do with capitalism. Black, white, Asian, all were guilty of owning slaves in America at one point in time. Some of these black folks here in America, millions of them, come from ancestors who were never enslaved or slaved. White folks don't write about this. But when you go into the records, You find it. I have to walk in truth. And if you don't want to listen to what I'm saying, you don't have to listen to the truth. I don't care. I have one march, and that is forward. Straight ahead. You can stand beside me, or stand behind me. Don't get in front of me, because I will remove you out of the way. Period. I don't have time for the nonsense. I may appear to be alone, but I have 1,000+ ancestors around me. See, one must come into the knowledge of knowing how to attract your ancestor energy. When you stop looking at your ancestors as ghosts or spooks or dead, they have no power for you. They are alive and well, and they walk with me day and night. My grandmother told me when I walk in truth, I wouldn't be alone. I didn't understand till later that all that truth that was with me was they around me. So speak, son. Don't worry about it. Ignore all those nasty blogs. Fake Yuchi. You know who you are. You have your history. It's written. There it is, baby. We're going to take you to it. Don't even worry about it. Press on. See, for every action, there's a reaction. Be careful what stones you throw. They will come back at you. I don't have time. I got work to do. And I'm going to continue to press forward. So tonight, each and every one of you that's listening, master the art of your life craft. Find your purpose and place your feet on a solid ground of understanding. And have an open mind. And dedicate yourself to believing in yourself. And you, my brothers and sisters, will be okay. There's no failure in success. There's quitting when you fail. As long as you continue on, it is called progression. See, in life, if you don't have a roadmap or a journal where you need to go, you will get nowhere fast. Plan, implement, improvise, strategize, be tactical. Whatever you do in life, you apply those principles. See, Black folks are going to have to start thinking. And you're going to, many times, you're going to have to think about the think about. See, you can't go through life all the time without yielding to the yield sign or stopping to the stop sign. or slow down when you come to the caution light. These are signs. You must come to realize the signs in your day-to-day life. If not, you will have collision. See, it's okay to rest as long as you're resting on your back. And get up and continue to march forward and on. These are the things you must do. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Life is no joke. No time for games. No time for playing. Every breath you take is valued. Why you are here. Every blink of your eye is valued while you are here. Remember that. You are a beautiful race of people. But ethnically, we're not all of the same. From slave breeding, and from Africans coming and Negroes coming from different parts of the world through South Africa, West Africa. That's a whole continent. Different races of people. Go back and look at old maps, you will find certain parts of India in Africa. They don't even tell you about that. They make you think they're just separate. Okay. Going out in the Pacific Islands. America wasn't no different than the Southeast. Assimilation, not knowing history, has many people duped. I'm not one to say African Americans ain't African. I ain't gonna never say it. Many are. Thousands are, millions are, but there are many thousands, millions that are not, because now they are mixed race people, or they were ethnically different people when they brought them into this country under the system of slavery, where they created the American social construct called a Negro. I don't know nothing else in this world. I know my history. I know my genealogy. I know my anthropology. I know my DNA. Let me explain something. Many people, this irks me sometimes. So I'm going to get it off my chest. Federal recognition or state recognition does not make you an Indian. What about the people out here with the heritage and the ancestry of knowing who they are? All federal and state recognition says you are tribal. Your whole family just stayed together in a group. That don't apply to everybody. And some of these states are so racist with that. And the majority of the people you find in these tribes are white. Then you have these renegade Africans running around here trying to be Indian, and they're not. I call them African wannanots. They know who they are. Deceiving people. That's a whole nother lecture, and I'm not even going to go into it. But as I close tonight, I want to thank each and every one of you who's been following our teachings, because I give you information you can go check out for yourself. I'm not going to try and make you something you're not. I have many clients of mine get mad. I want my money back. Get your money back. I'm not going to make you an Indian and your ancestors are not. That's not what I found in the document. That's not what was in that area. I researched the plantation. I researched the area. You Asian or you white? Are you Asian and white? You Asian and African? Be careful with these Facebook groups and some of these websites. This information is not authentic. They are trying to make a shoe fit. Many Africans have slick hair. And many of these slick hair African tribes were put in slavery. So be careful with your Blackfoot. Be very careful with that. Very. Learn to embrace who you are. Not all Africans are peas ahead and thick lips, big nose. Europeans made that ugly. Therefore, many of you don't want to be African. Better check your tree and shake your DNA, see what comes out. DNA ain't prejudice. Those people don't know who you are when you send your kids in. But I will admit, they don't test all of your ancestors. They may go from mother to mother to mother, father to father to father. If you want them to test a third generation ancestor and their mother, tell them. May have to send them some more money. Do a complete analysis on your DNA. You may find what you're looking for. Four generations back, you're talking about 32 ancestors. That's 32 mother and father's generation, generation, generation. You want to know? No. They say pay the cost to be the boss. Technology has gotten better. But deal with it on your own personal level. Don't generalize your history because the guy next door may not be the same genetic or ethnic makeup as you. Keep that in mind. These things are very, very important. So on that note, I want to thank each and every one of you. Continue to support the House of Ancestry. We're doing good things. We have people traveling back and forth over in Africa. We're going to have people traveling back and forth down to Mexico and the Yucatan and Guatemala. We're going to have people traveling back and forth to Ireland. This is what the House of Ancestry is about. It's not racist. It's for everybody who wants to know who they are. So everybody is in the house. And that's why it's called the house. Because you got all these different ethnic groups researching their ancestry. Getting along with each other. That's the real America to me. So on that note, you guys have a good Sunday evening. And I thank each and every one of you. So you guys have a great Sunday evening.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely